This recording, Australia 41, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered it ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Mount Magnet. Wandanong Station, Mount Magnet. Childhood, did distance education up till year 7, then went away to boarding school for 5 years at Guildford Grammar, and then came back, worked on the station. Stayed on the station until 2013. Did odd jobs around the place, working for different people, but mainly stayed on the station and just worked off station every now and again. Of where we were, the Aboriginal people that actually worked on the station were more from the Meekatharra area, like Johnny Quanga. He was a Karalundi kid. So, we had some Buttermeyer, but some from out of that Meekatharra area. Burrajini, Mooyabri, Merbla. What else we got? You've got the Wirra Lake, Yarlu, Yamaji. Yeah, there's Nundi. So a few different ones. Windmill names mainly, yeah. Windmill and paddock names. You'd go to Magnet and there'd be the white kids, there'd be the Aboriginal kids. You just all fitted in together, all spoke a bit of different language. They taught us a bit of theirs and they knew a bit of ours.